I'll share some other little facts about Hillary with you guys next week. Because they go on and on and on, and nobody's talking about them. And, you know, it all ties in, folks. If people had listened about who and what Barack Obama really is, even in his own words, dreams from my father, his speeches, his PBS interviews in the early 2000s, his political history, his upbringing by communists, his mentor, Frank Marshall Davis, probably the most competent, best-known communist in the United States for many, many years. Maybe he wouldn't have been elected. I don't know. It's a scary thing. So, all these people, the progressive Democrats, Hillary, Barry, Nancy, despicable Harry Reid, all those folks, down to the state and local levels, they all want power. They all want to control you. Wait till we get to this Oregon law. That'll be chilling for you. I want to give you some stats here on this Iranian deal, which nobody's talking about now, even though they're about to resume negotiations quietly in Switzerland, you know, to ensure that Iran gets the bomb. This is all being done, and this is exactly how everything is going to, how they're going to try and force this stuff from here on in through these executive orders, which Congress doesn't seem to have the cojones to fight, through funding by turncoat Republicans. You know, some of these Republicans are as bad as the progressive Democrats. We're beginning to see the new faces, but not fast enough. And conservatives. So the Iran deal. So recent polling, 84% of the American people oppose the Iran deal. Okay, you got 1 year to break out. Actually, Obama just switched that to several months, exactly what Netanyahu, whom he scoffed at for saying it, has said for a long time. There's a 10-year sunset. At the end of the 10 years, Iran can do what it wants. There was $7 billion paid to Iran up front, folks. This was a regime about to collapse. Now, let me ask a question. If you really wanted Iran to not get the bomb, and you really thought that regime was absolutely theologically totalitarian, which it obviously is, and a regime that is chanting death to America, why would you keep them propped up with $7 billion up front before they even sit down at the table? And the $11 billion I've reported to you before that they get kind of, you know, at the tune of almost $1 billion a month and in other ways, if they sign this deal, if they sign this deal promising them themselves to get the bomb, it might be as high as $50 billion. We don't have all the facts yet. I'm going to give you an example of another agreement which is pending, which is totally off everybody's radar, that's being hidden, where we don't have the facts yet. It's a pattern. This is not an accident. And as I said last week, everybody's talking about how strict these inspection standards have to be and the snap inspections. Guys, I just live on a ranch in Wyoming, and, you know, what do I know? But if I have an agreement with a neighbor, and the neighbor says I can come on his land to hunt, and one day I clamber over the fence, and he's standing there with a gun and says, get back on your side of the fence, or I'm going to blow your head off, what am I going to do? Iran can shut down, they can sign anything, and they will, and they can shut down those inspections in a heartbeat. And we've all seen how quickly all the nation states of the world can react. It's taken them 12 years to get to the table with the purpose of giving Iran the bomb. How long do you think it would take them to react to that? And this lie that Obama propagates about, oh, we'll just slap new sanctions on him, absolute BS, and he knows it. It took years and years and years to get the tenuous sanctions that now exist, you know, which Russia is now selling him missiles, and, you know, look, you know, they must really think we're stupid, and, you know, it appears about 40 to 45% of the population is as stupid as they think it is. And that's a scary thought. It sure is. All right, so, which brings us to the Russian missiles. So I want you to know a little bit of background when this missile deal came down. Because what the progressives are saying, particularly those who want Iran to get the bomb, you know, social justice, what they're saying is, oh, it's okay, Russia just needs the money. Because we slapped these sanctions on Russia, which we shouldn't have done. And, you know, we've just been too aggressive and blah, 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 blah. Well, here is what we did. Secretary of State John Kerry, wow. Now, there's a figure to make you shake in your boots. I mean, if he was sitting on the opposite side of the negotiating table from me and I was buying a ranch, I would be, I don't know, I'd be cowering. I'd be in my fetal position under the table from his intense and steady stare, his truthful cutting comments. Not gag me. So, when all this came down, he objected to Moscow's decision. He made a phone call to the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Wow. You know, remember that Russia is sitting at the negotiating table with the United States and the other countries with Iran. Does anybody see how ludicrous this is? What a farce this is and what the real intent of this is? That contract, by the way, was signed, most people don't know this, in 2007. And with American pressure from George Bush, where people knew he would pull the trigger, they suspended their delivery until Barack Obama. Well, anyway. This system is a big deal, folks. Big deal. And as I said, by the way, you haven't heard what Iran said about the missiles. In Tehran, you know, where Valerie Jarrett was born, Tehran, Iran, General Reza Talaknik, I don't know if I mispronounced it, please excuse me, you folks in Iran. I'm so sorry. He said the decision by Russia on delivery of the air defense system will help improve ties between Tehran and Moscow. Remember, these guys need to get oil up. You don't think Russia is assisting the United States in helping Iran achieve their desire to get the bomb, to destabilize the area, to drive up the price of oil, to hurt the United States petrodollar and reserve currency, strengthen the ruble, and sell more oil at a higher price? You don't? Really? You think Russia's sitting at that table in good faith? Do you think Kerry and Obama are sitting at that table in good faith? Wow. I don't know. Quote, with no doubt, this will boost ties and interactions between Iran and Russia, said Talanik. Quote, when ties are based on mutual respect and observing rights, the ground will be paved for cooperation in other fields too, end quote. Now, you know this uranium story that's breaking, folks? Let me tie in all these. Wow. So, Russia controls 50% of the uranium on Earth, more than 20% of American uranium, 10% of Americans heat. You know all the facts. I've gone over it now slightly in this show and much more extensively several weeks ago. So, let's see. And as part of the deal, if you remember about a month ago, Iran was going to store all its uranium with Russia. And then, of course, Iran said they never agreed to that. And where do you think they got the uranium to begin with, folks? Bingo, Russia. So, Hillary's deal with the company One out of Canada led directly and indirectly to the many millions of pounds of uranium that Iran is building a nuclear bomb with. And Hillary doesn't much care, because Hillary and Bill have made a minimum of $136 million over the last few years, and that's what they care about. And where they can push a progressive or communist end, that's a good thing too. You know, kill two birds with one stone. Anyway, kind of interesting. And by the way, just so you know, you're going to see higher oil prices ahead. Demand is surging. It's rising faster than expected. It's absorbing the inventory that you've heard people talk about that's kept prices down much more quickly than anticipated because of the efforts of Iran, because of the efforts of Russia, because of the destabilization of the Mideast, because American production has fallen, because the Saudis have kept the price low, hurting American companies, so rigs have shut down, and fields have shut down, and wells have shut down. And this crap that people tell you if you listen to the business channels about the 20 million barrels of Iranian oil stored in tankers could get on the market pretty quickly, BS. They'll get it on the market, and they'll get some money for it. Right now it's being held up by the sanctions. But the reality is different. It's stored in single-hulled vessels. They're not licensed or equipped for transoceanic transport. It would take a long time for those 20 million barrels, which, by the way, is not a whole bunch. Not a whole bunch at all. To get to market. So there's no panacea. There's no fix coming for this inversing ratio now of demand and supply. So oil prices just over the last several weeks were up about 5%. And kind of watch that $50 mark. If oil prices stay above $50 a barrel, they're going to keep going up. If they drop below 50 bucks a barrel, they're going to go down temporarily before they go up. But you're going to be paying more at the pump. This little respite you've had is an anomaly, folks. And as the prices go up, so too will interest rates, and so too will our debt. Which brings me to the next little part of this program, tax. First of all, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be telling you a little bit about the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which is about to, well, not about, but getting close to enactment that you haven't heard anything about, and it's huge. It will affect your life. Being done in secrecy, not only by this country, but 10 other countries, 11 in the group. It's kind of a United Nations extension, but with teeth, like NAFTA. But here's a chilling thing for you. So, you know, all these alternative energies and electric cars and, you know, more fuel-efficient cars and all that stuff that's supposed to save the earth and save you money. Have you thought of the next effect it's had? It's dropped gas tax revenues for the federal and state governments. And, you know, the only way you really starve these beasts is to starve them of money. They got to have money. Because if they don't have money, they can't buy votes to stay in power using your tax dollars. And this gas tax revenue is huge. I mean, the guys who talk about global warming are the first guys to glom onto the gas tax. Just more hypocrisy. So in Oregon, which is very progressive, you know, Oregon, California, Washington, wow. I mean, California is just a wreck. And, you know, maybe they will vote to return to Mexico. Who knows? And, like, who cares? Anyway, the pilot program, that's what they're calling it, where they're going to retrofit vehicles. Oh, yeah. They're going to mandate it. They're going to retrofit vehicles, and you're going to start paying your gas tax based on the miles you drive. They're going to know where you go, when you stop, when you drive, how fast you drive, how much fuel you use, and you are going to get a bill. I don't know yet. We're going to try and get more on this, my producers and I. I don't know yet whether they're going to. They're also talking about automatic deduction from your checking account. You know what kind of control that would throw on your driving? Maybe they'll link it to your license, your driver's license, which is becoming more and more important. Wait till they put a chip in that. You guys think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, this stuff is happening right now. And if you don't think it's on purpose, you better open your eyes. This is all about control and money. They control your money, and they control your food, and they control your driving, and they control your job, and they control your taxes. They control you, folks. And they make more money so they can buy more votes, so they can pass more laws, so they can control you more. Period. Not the end of their story, but the end of your story. Period. And that is what's coming in Oregon. So this is like a little widget, you know? It's kind of like, you ever see those progressive insurance commercials with Flo? Where they say, you know, you can plug this in, and, you know, for your accidents and all that. Yeah, that kind of the same deal. Kind of the same deal. And if you think that only Oregon's going to do this, because trust me, they will collect the money and they will control people and they will know what's going on. You're going to see this in other states. Starting with the progressive states, and I don't know, you know, hopefully some conservative red states will resist it. I don't know. But you're going to see it. And you know who's behind it? The EPA and the NHTSA. You know, totally unconstitutional. No vote by the people. Most people don't even know. It is this shadow government that all these people, starting at the top with Barack Obama, I talked about it. Go back and listen to my shows. Perhaps my producers would be good enough to put up a link back to my shows on Barry's shadow government from 3 years ago, I might add, or more. And so all this hybrid vehicle technology, these different types of fuel mixes, these increases in miles per gallon, you think it's going to save you money, huh? Really? Who? You're wrong. Beep. New contestant. Not going to save you at all, folks. In fact, quite the contrary. It has merely been the catalyst to get done what they wanted to get done for a long time. This particular writer, by the way, who brought this up, and this is in The Crux, which is a great source of news information, kind of forewarning of what's coming that people aren't watching and purposely being hid from them. They had a great little part of this article, and I want you to think about this because it says a lot about the progressive mindset, which is what Oregon is. And I've talked about the nudge, the planning. These people are brilliant, not stupid. These people are absolutely planned out and organized, not stumbling and incompetent. Let me read you this. Let me give credit to the folks at The Crux for writing it because it's beautifully written. But they had to have foreseen this. The reduced revenue stream from the motor fuels tax as a result of cars that use less fuel, which begs a question, or at least makes one wonder. Could it have been the object of the exercise all along? To use a lateral to get the populace to accept driving electronically kept track of? To end run the pesky resistance of a certain segment of the population without OBD ports, computers, and the black box data recording capability? Could Uncle and his acolytes be that clever? I think so, yes. As has been observed before, when alleged stupidity always, always seems to trend in one direction, it is something other than stupidity. The stupid are all over the place. The smart traject consistently. That, folks, is well read. You're going to hear that again. Well written. I mean, that is really good. The Oregon tax, which is coming your way, is not so good. Which brings us to the last part of the show. I'm not going to have time to get to immigration today. My producer's gesturing at me frantically. Okay. Well, I don't know. Do I do the fast track to secrecy? I'll tell you what. I'm going to cover the Trans-Pacific Partnership next week also. It's very, very, very important. It's NAFTA on steroids. U.S. jobs shipped overseas. It's a succeeding of American economic power to Asia. It ties in with the development of the Asian bank we've talked about, which attacks the dollar. We're going to say that for next week. Let me keep my commitment to tell you about your tax dollars. So, 2/3 of government spending. You for every dollar you pay in tax, 2/3 goes to national defense, health, and interest on the federal debt. Remember the interest on the federal debt. We're going to talk about this here in this last few minutes. 27% national defense, 26.5% health, 15.3% interest on the federal debt. That's right. As of today, by the way, if you're like in the $75,000-ish income range, you're paying $4,000 a year of your taxes for interest on the federal debt. And that's at interest rates of about 0.5% or less. Guess what happens to how much you will be paying, because they'll have to increase taxes. Read my lips. They will have to increase taxes to cover the debt when the interest rates go to 2% or 3%. Imagine what would happen if they went to 10% or 15%. Hold on to your hat. Hold on to that chip that's going in your car while they track your miles, folks. The Pentagon and Medicare are the main budget busters. You know, and the waste and fraud and abuse, you've heard all these words. Do you know that the billions of dollars, in fact, tens of millions of dollars built on aid stations and 3,000 soldiers over in the Ebola countries. Remember when all that was coming down? Boy, you haven't heard anything about that, have you? Do you know how many patients, after tens of millions of dollars of building Ebola aid stations, you know how many patients have gone to those aid stations as of last month? 28. That's 2-8. 28. That's right. So we have treated, I don't even know if they all had Ebola, but it comes out to about $2 million, give or take, per patient. That's how your tax money's being used. It's terrific, isn't it? So the public sector, in addition, by the way, also spent about $179 million of your money. This is just certain public sectors. The public sector labor unions have spent $179 million just last year trying to promote a continuation of this broken system that we have. Because that's where part of your tax money goes to. You've probably heard some exposés on the IRS here over the last week or so, because there was testimony by the IRS director in Congress. He was his usual pompous self. I mean, that could be a whole show in itself and probably will be. But if you break down your tax dollar, guys, so military, 27 cents. of each of your tax dollars. Health, and this is increasing thanks to Obamacare, 26.5 cents of your tax dollars. And a lot of that is redistribution. Remember, the admissions by Max Baucus and Barry Obama. It is necessarily about redistributing wealth. Debt, 15.3 cents of each of your tax dollars. Hold on to your hat, folks. Interest rates are going to go up as the dollar begins to lose its reserve status. And you're going to be paying interest to lots of foreign people. You know, kind of a redistribution from your pocket through interest to other countries. Social justice. Do you understand how all this ties in? My producer's nodding. She's also looking at her watch. I guess I'm about to run over. Oh my God. What are we going to do? Hang the cowboy. Unemployment and labor costs is 8.4 cents. You know, all those people who game the system on the 2 years that the progressives keep voting rather than the 1 year. Veterans benefits, 5.8 cents. You know, how about doubling this at least, or tripling it and taking out of this other waste? Food and agriculture, 5 cents. Government, this is just plain administration and waste, 3.4 cents. Doesn't that make you feel good? Education, 2.5 cents. There's 2.5 cents we could abolish and put it toward the vets. Transportation, 1.9 cents. Oh, that's about to go up with this new little widget where they're going to charge you by the mile. Travel by the mile. Gas tax by the mile. Energy and entertainment, 1.6 cents. I'm sorry, this energy and environment, 1.6 cents. International affairs, you know, like giving money to Iran so they can build the nuke so that your life is at risk. 1.5 cents. Science, 1.1 cents. And housing and community, 0.1 cents. That's where your tax dollars go, folks. That's your tax dollars today. Trust me, your tax dollars tomorrow are going to be way bigger than your tax dollars today. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the right side. Got lots to still go over next week. Please check out those audiobooks, threadswestseries.com. Like us on Facebook, On the Right Side Radio, www.facebook.com/On the Right Side Radio. Have a great Saturday, folks. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.